Okay, thank you for coming. Wikipedia isn't that well represented at this OSCAL, but I think it's something that everybody can learn a little bit. Doesn't matter if you're a developer, if you're editor of Wikipedia, or just a user of the tool, because understanding a little bit what's behind is helpful for everybody. And also, when you edit Wikipedia, it's good to do it the way that everybody can profit from it. So my name is Lars, my Wikipedia username is alpinfo. I'm from Switzerland, working in PR, and I'd say I have two big hobbies. One is Wikipedia. That's old data. Meanwhile, I have about 40,000 edits in the German Wikipedia, where I'm mostly active, uploaded thousands of images. You see some of them here. And yeah, my second big hobby is Albania. I came here for the first time 25 years ago, and since then, returning again and again, writing about Albania, running a website about Albania, and I'm also president of the Swiss Albanian Society. So coming to Wikipedia, when you try to organize it, in English Wikipedia we have almost 6 million of articles. In the German Wikipedia, almost a half of it. Albanian Wikipedia, with soon 80,000 articles, is also developing. And also important, Wikimedia Commons, where all the images are stored, there we have over 50 million of files. And yeah, when you try to find something in Wikipedia, I think most users are, or most people are, using Google or other search engines. And then once they are inside Wikipedia, they also use the links to go from one article to the other. Or maybe some are even using the Wikipedia search tool. But the categories are another important tool to work with and to find content in Wikipedia. So categories are a structured, systematic way to order the content, and it allows you to find similar articles, similar files, and it's also the basis for analyzing the content of Wikipedia statistically. And sometimes it's even used for internal purposes to match tag some things. So maybe some of you say categories in Wikipedia, I've never seen that. So I can tell you it's a well-kept secret. So really here at the bottom of Wikipedia pages, there are the categories. So here we have article about Tirana. Maybe you can't read it that well. This article is in several other categories called Tirana, capitals in Europe, populated places established in 1614, municipalities in Tirana County, cities in Albania, and so on. So important for you, categories are helpful, and please use them. But how is the question? So when you're editing Wikipedia, there are two ways. Wikicode, you can add this syntax category and then the name of the category. And there's also a very helpful tool that you can add as an editor. It's called Hotcat, so it allows easily to add, remove, switch, change categories. And important, every Wikipedia article, every file in Wikipedia should belong to at least one category. So the challenge is to choose the right one. And that's something I often see also here in the Albanian community, that people don't really use the categories the way they should use them. We have here an image in Wikimedia Commons. It's from Northern Albania, and the texts chosen were tourism, nature, villages, mountains, traditions. So these are really texts you might know from Instagram or texts of Twitter also, rather general texts and not really helpful for Wikipedia. So when you choose categories in Wikipedia, no tagging. Wikipedia is a very old tool, it's now 18 years old. It didn't change much. At that time, tags didn't exist. So tags are not part of Wikipedia. You really have to describe, or you shouldn't collect such various general terms as we have seen before in that example. So you should find the perfect category. They say the rules that it should be the most specific category to which it logically belongs. Category names in Wikipedia are usually in English. So one example, OSCAL 2018 group photos, and category names are usually in plural. For example, 2018 events in Albania. Or they are really a specific event, a specific topic or so, then it's not plural, then it's the name of this specific topic. So doing it the right way, not tourism, nature, villages, mountain traditions. But Church of Faith. So really go to the specific thing, what it is. And when you know the name of the plant here, it's not sharp, but you can also add this if you know it. So find the perfect category. We might have time for another example. And tags might be helpful to, as a first step, to get close to the right categories. So image like this one, it's a street. It's in Shkodër in northern Albania. You see here a castle in the background. You see a Mercedes car. But as the right categories in Wikipedia, it's not street, it's streets in Shkodër. Again, Shkodër. And it's not castle, but it's really the name of the castle, Rozafa. It's not just Mercedes, it's Mercedes-Benz vehicles in Albania. One of the categories I love most. And you even can add some more in this case. Maybe you can say it's 2003 in Albania. We have somebody on a bike, so cycling in Albania. And we have some trees here on the side of the road, so you can add street trees in Albania. This category doesn't exist yet. So the categories are really hierarchically organized, and you should get as low as possible in the hierarchy. Usually it's a combination of locations and topics, like in this example, Mercedes-Benz vehicles in Albania, or it's a category for a specific object. This image here is in the category Bushtrica Bridge, so it's the highest bridge, or used to be the highest bridge in Albania, the highest railway bridge. And this category, Bushtrica Bridge, hierarchy, is another category, railway bridges in Albania, Rogozhina, Bukarest railway line, Librash district, where it is, bridges completed in 1973. And here I listed, you may probably can't read it, I listed the other categories where these categories belong to, and sometimes they are matching again, meeting again. So railway bridges and railway lines are both part of transport infrastructure in Albania, for example, or railway infrastructure in Albania, one above. So you see, it's a huge complex. It's a really thousands of pages, articles in Wikipedia, these categories structure. And you really can get really, really concrete. As we've seen before, most articles, most images are in more than one category. So usually these general questions, where is it, what is it, when was it taken, this image, who is on the image, these are questions that can help you. Here again, we have several airlines, so this again, we have several whatever what's. We are at Tirana Airport, we have a time, and for example, also the status, for example, winds, or if an airplane is on the ground or flying, such things are also collected in categories. And you might not notice that, we have also technical cats, they are in smaller font size for licenses, authors, sources, and things like that. That's more the administrative part behind. It's allowed to create new categories. Don't do it until you have 5 to 10 articles or files. And yeah, usually it's helpful to go to another country or so and copy the structure from there. And always when you create a new category, also add it to Wikidata. And then possibly in Wikimedia Commons, also add it to Wikipedia articles. So learnings, don't use tags, but find the right box, or two or three, whatever. Okay, and now the future of the categories. I said it's a very, very old topic. And it's developing, because especially in Commons with these 50 millions of files, categories have a lot of disadvantages. They are hard to search. Descriptions are usually only in one language. The category names are in one language. The metadata is not really structured, and the information like this is not really readable for machines. And so it's really hard to manage these 50 millions of data. So the future is to connect the structured data of Wikidata with these media files in Wikimedia Commons. For users, it should be easier to search. You should have translations. You should have related information. Also importing files should be easier, and you should get smart suggestions when searching for something. For developers, you can do better analysis, you have machine-readable data, and also third-party institutions, archives or so, they might be used. It might be helpful for them to really get structured information when they store their information in Wikimedia Commons. It's introduced step by step. In January of this year, file information was introduced. In two or three weeks ago, depicts, and more should become. So file information, I don't know if you only see that when you logged in, but it's just under the image, on the image page. And it's a short description about a file. It's described technically. A description is plain wiki text wrapped in a language template, wrapped again in an information template. So if you want to learn more about it, go to Commons, and there search for Commons file captions, and you have some detailed information about these file information. But you can really have a description of the file short in as many languages as you want. Depicts is now next to it. Also, under the image, when you logged in, it's kind of a tagging what you see of the image, but I'll say kind of. It's connecting what is on the image with Wikidata, with structured data, and like that, it's going to be searchable for machines. Again, if you need more information, if you're interested in more information, go to Commons, Wikimedia Commons, and search for Commons depicts. So how do these depicts work? Again, as I said, no tagging, so no tourism, nature, villages, mountains, traditions, as again in this file as well. person I discussed about it suggested to use for this file Uncle Tom's hut or cabin. Again, fun tagging is not really what we want in Wikipedia Wikidata comments. So for example, when you search enter Uncle Tom's cabin, you have to choose which Uncle Tom's cabin you want. Is it the novel by Harriet Stowe, or is it the film from 1918, or the film from 1927, or the film from 1991, and so on. So you see again what is suggested here to you to choose from is really, really specific. So maybe you can say here it's theft or ruined house or something like that in this case. So again, also when using depicts, be as specific as you can. Don't use tagging as you know it from Instagram or so. And be aware that every tag, every depict you add is connected with a specific Wikidata item. This tool was introduced 2 weeks ago, so the community still needs to learn how to use it, and they suggest to be a little bit conservative in the beginning. But my recommendation to you, try it. We all need to learn, so it doesn't matter if you're an expert in Wikipedia or not. You can help. The guidelines are still under progress, but some information can be also found on this page, Common Structured Data. And yeah, there are 50 million items to be tagged, to be added as with structured data, depict information. So everybody, every help is really welcome. So thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, if there's time left for questions. Yes?
Maybe more of a comment. So thank you very much for doing this, for this Wikipedia writing stuff. This is really appreciated. And before coming here to Albania, for example, I also read through the article on Wikipedia. The first thing I did, I read the article on Albania Wikipedia. And I think you and whoever contributed to writing that article has done a really good job promoting Albania. I found so many nice pictures of really nice places in Albania. So that actually made me want to visit Albania even more. So,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. That was the topic of my speech 3 years ago here at Moscow. That contributing to Wikipedia, you really can also help a country like Albania a lot in developing. And yeah, for me, it's also an important message. Wikipedia writing takes a lot of time to write articles, to do research and so, but not everybody needs to write complete articles, to start from the edge. So you can do just small corrections or upload an image or so, or add a category or whatever. So everybody can also do with really small things added value to Wikipedia. I don't know if this works, probably not. I wanted to show you an image of the Tirana category in the English Wikipedia just to show as also as a user how it can be helpful, because often you don't know the exact term of something or so. So you go to the bottom of the page, click on Tirana category, and there you have all the other subcats like buildings in Tirana. So you go to buildings in Tirana, or education in Tirana. So, and then you see high schools in Tirana, and then you find the name of this place here, of the school, even though you don't remember exactly what was it, Harry Fields, Fields, whatever. And like that, these categories really can help you also to find content. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.